What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Let's empty out the mailbag on this Friday afternoon. This is your Friday afternoon YouTube stream, your Saturday morning podcast. Please check out the YouTube stream, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. All of our videos on demand right there, plus FFT and 5 and Fantasy Football Today DFS. I'm Adam Azer, and no Dan Schneier today. He's settling a league dispute. And here with Jamie Eisenberg. Here with Jamie. I'm very annoyed with Jamie. Let me tell everybody why. Let me tell you why, Jamie. Facing off against Jamie in at least two leagues this week, you got a very annoying 17 catches from two players last night. So I just get a little frustrated with PPR. You had Hopkins and Kamara, and I just looked at the score. And what's annoying is you're starting Matt Ryan in that league where you have Hopkins and Kamara, and I'm starting Matt Ryan in the other league in which I'm playing you in. And I'm just kind of annoyed with you for reasons beyond your control.
So the one league where I got the off to a good start, I started Kamara and Hopkins, like you said. That team's gotten off to a brutal, brutal start. And I really liked that team when I drafted it. It's Najee Harris and Alvin Kamara were my first two picks, or two of my first three picks. I don't remember exactly how it went.
Had to have been your
first. I think I just lost Marquise Brown in that league, though.
Oh, good.
No, I wouldn't have taken
Hopkins
Brown
back.
And Hopkins.
Yeah, right.
I did have an injury there.
You know what? This is my Stephon Diggs league, so I'm just that makes me even more annoyed. Forget. You know what? Congratulations on your victory. We got news updates for you. We got fantasy cops. We got Apple Podcast questions. We got to hold ourselves accountable for a couple of things here that we'll have fun with. And remember, I didn't get a lot of Apple Podcast questions this week. Don't forget, that's the best way to get your question right on the show. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast, and it's got to have a nice review in there. Tell everybody why you like the show, and you can ask us a question additionally. All right, let's go through the news here. There's a pretty good chance, apparently, that Christian McCaffrey is going to play. Are you going to keep him around the 13-ish mark in your rankings?
I mean, he might drop a couple of spots. He certainly will not go up because of just the uncertainty of how much work he may or may not get. But as I said on Friday's edition, which we're wearing the same clothes, if he plays, you have to play him.
I'm also wearing the same clothes that I wore last night when we did our Christian McCaffrey podcast. So
you did shave, though.
I did shower and shave, but I put the same clothes back on, basically. I don't want to explain my methods.
Same underwear, too?
Oh, boy, yeah.
That's gross.
Well, I'm trying. It really is. Carolina's going running back by committee. They're going running back by committee, which isn't a surprise, but they also mentioned Raheem Blackshear as another guy that could be in the committee, so I think best bet is let's just see how this plays out. Don't start any of these guys against the Bucks.
I did some numbers, looked at some numbers since we spoke about this twice already. Did you know that Chuba Hubbard last year, in the 10 games that McCaffrey missed, he had 6 games with at least 15 total touches. And in 4 of those, he had 13 or more PPR points.
Yeah, those are mostly early, though. The first group of 5.
Did you know that in the games that Derrick Henry missed last year, Deontay Foreman had at least 13 carries in 5 games, and he scored 13 or more PPR points in 3 of them?
Okay, so I thought it would have been more than that, because he was on pace for over 300 carries. He was on a 315-ish carry pace. He got a ton of work.
There was one game where he had a 100-yard game, and no touchdown or catches, so he had 9 fantasy points because I believe he fumbled.
That's what happens when you don't get... Yeah, right. So Foreman was good for 6 games at the end of last year. Hubbard was pretty good in the first 5 games that McCaffrey left, and then not so good in the second 5 games that McCaffrey missed.
You know how many games McCaffrey has this year over 15 carries?
1.
You know which game it was?
Giants.
No, the one that they won against the Saints.
Ah.
Yeah. How many games he has with at least 4+ catches?
4.
He has 5 games with at least 4+ catches.
Damn it.
Do you know how many times he was targeted this season?
Yes, because I saw a Heath video about it. 43?
43 targets. Yeah. So I'll go back to what we said prior to the trade, that this feels like Hubbard should be the better of the two if they're going to use him in the passing game based on how this team should probably operate. But it's such a gamble. I did a poll. Who's the best Panthers running back rest of season? And the poll so far, this was 50 minutes ago, 1,364 votes. Deontay Foreman, 65% of the votes.
Yeah, I've changed my mind. I was Foreman originally. I think you guys made a good point. I think it's not a situation where, they're just not going to throw to the running backs anymore. Look at all the other guys that are going to get targets. No, I think they're still going to have to throw to their running backs. Not nearly as much, but 3 catches a game for Chuba Hubbard, 8 to 10 carries. Not so unrealistic.
Yep.
All right. Frank Reich is optimistic that Jonathan Taylor will play. I wish that they would just say he's playing, but that's what it is right now. Make sure Nyheim Hines is rostered in your leagues. Pat Freiermuth and Kenny Pickett are going to play this week at Miami. J.K. Dobbins missed practice. All right. What do you think about the Ravens running backs if Dobbins doesn't play?
I want to find out if Edwards is going to play. That's the kind of the next shoe to drop, right? Is that what you say? Shoe to drop?
Yeah.
In a blanket. I think if Edwards does not play, Kenyon Drake is a strong flex play. If Edwards does play, you are risking Kenyon Drake, but he would be the best of the trio. At least that's the way I would look at it going into the week. But I will say this again, if you have an IR spot and Gus Edwards is available, please stash him. Make a decision if you have to after this weekend and see what happens with your roster. But he may be the best Ravens running back in the next couple of weeks if he's right and Dobbins is not.
You don't even need an IR spot to justify it. He's 24% rostered. He's going to be coming off of it soon.
Yeah, you're right. You could pick him up if you have a roster spot to play. So let's put it this way, put it in context. If you're looking at the Panthers backfield and Gus Edwards, I would rather have Gus Edwards.
Yeah. Okay, how about our next?
I will say this just to tease our Sunday show once again. So Jason LaConfora, he hosts a radio show in Baltimore. He's very plugged into that team. I'm going to ask him that question on Sunday when I speak to him. What's the deal with the Ravens backfield for this weekend?
Yeah. Remember when we used to host a radio show?
I do.
That's fun. Okay. Russell Wilson practiced. Let's hope he plays.
Pat from Ohio misses it too.
Oh, for sure. I haven't heard much from him this year. Cameron Braid, Julio Jones out. So are defensive tackle Akeem Hicks and cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting. They probably won't need them at Carolina.
Why are fantasy managers rostering Julio Jones?
It is weird, isn't it?
It's right around 40% rostered. Don't understand.
Hunter Renfro is going to practice today, and they are hopeful that he will play. And you like Hunter Renfro's sleeper appeal, as we don't expect Darren Waller out.
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I looked at look at the games that Jerry Jeudy and Christian Kirk had against the Texans. They were dreadful, and the Texans allow the fewest yards to slot receivers. So, Something to keep in mind, but you just would love the opportunity for Hunter Renfrow there. Logan Thomas is out. Jahan Dotson is questionable against the Packers. There is, and we don't know yet about DeAndre Swift, by the way. We're looking into that. Haven't seen anything. Hopefully something breaks while we're on the air. Some news breaks. I don't want anything else to break. Yes. I already broke my microphone here, so I have to stand awkwardly until I get a new one.
This?
Yeah, it fell. I don't know if you can tell. It's tape. See all that tape there? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a problem. There's almost no better feeling than sinking into the couch for a long Sunday of football, but you know what's even better? Their football, you can win money. And, sorry, we got our football pick'em game. Show off your knowledge in our football pick'em game. You can go on the app and hit the more button on the app, or go to cbssports.com/play and, yeah, play our pick'em game and win some prizes. Check it out. All right, let's do a segment called Holding Ourselves Accountable. A couple things here. Should I go first, or should I make Jamie go first? Jamie, you or me first?
I don't know what you're going to hold me accountable for. I'm certainly not afraid to be held accountable. I appreciate you.
I already told
that,
you before the show started.
You can go first. Oh, it's about that. Okay.
Yeah. Jamie called Andrew Garfield of Spider-Man fame Andrew Garfinkel, who, when I did a quick Google search, there are a couple. There's like an eye doctor named Andrew Garfinkel. Yeah, so that was funny. There was another comment. What show did you say that on? Was that Thursday?
That was when we were talking about the character that Heath resembles in House of Dragons. And I said, do you know what actor he was? You said it.
Right.
Do you know what movie he played in, or what other thing he was in? And I had just told Heath that day or the day before that he was the kicker in The Replacements. And I said he also was the bad guy in the Spider-Man movie with Andrew Garfield, where I said he was the croc, but apparently he's the lizard.
That was the other thing. Yeah, you got called out for that too. You totally butchered that whole
whole thing.
So just had to hold Jamie accountable for that. I need to be held accountable for my appearance on Thursday's shows. I really looked terrible. Just not shaven, just messy. The shirt wasn't really working for me. And someone accurately pointed out, and I'll show the picture now, that I looked like the hobo from Polar Express. So, and I was, wow, I really did look like the hobo from Polar Express. So we will do better, everybody. Sorry about that.
Well, you are doing more and more HQ appearances. And so, yeah. you know, we're putting you in a position that you have to shave more often.
Yeah, I have enough shaving cream for this, but apparently I don't have enough underwear because I am rewearing after my showers.
That's amazing.
All right, Apple Podcast. Let's go to our Apple Podcast questions. We appreciate all your 5-star reviews. This is from Marissa. Hey, Jordy, Robert, Aaron, and Aaron. Jordy's pretty old school. Those are Packers, I'm guessing. Nelson, Tunyon, Jones, and Rogers. All right, my league has been non-PPR since before I joined. Can you provide a persuasive argument in favor of switching to PPR for next season?
I mean, if you just like more points and to make wide receivers a little bit more relevant than running backs, it's the best way to go. You could also go half PPR as well. I think just, you know, it's just so simplified when it's non-PPR.
Yeah, I think you should do half PPR personally, but the argument against non-PPR is that touchdowns are just so valuable. Quarterbacks, I think, have kind of an unfair weight in those leagues. And yeah, I don't really love, I do love all formats, honestly, but if I'm just being picky, you know, playing against Alvin Kamara and DeAndre Hopkins and they combined for like 39 points or something, I don't think they should have, you know, catches being 1 point is a little too much for me. I like him as half point, but I like them to count for something. You get higher scores, you get more points, you get more excitement on a Sunday night or a Monday night, if you got one person left and you need to catch up to 20 points or something like that, you got more to root for. The non-PPR is just a little bit too simple, and I strongly recommend getting away from non-PPR.
I also play in one league where it kind of balances out a little bit, where you don't start accruing catches until it's the third catch of the game.
Okay, yeah.
So it's full PPR, but you have to get to the third catch until you start to.
Yeah, that would have been great. That would have been only like 35 points from Kamara and Hopkins last night.
Yes. But it kind of balances out the Gabe Davis of the world a little bit.
Sure. All right, this is from the Puma. I started 0-6, You guys have helped a lot throughout the years, but this year has been a major flop. I drafted in order Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, Terry McLaurin, and DJ Moore. The only pick we would not have liked there was McLaurin. You guys were so high on DJ Moore, and he's been straight trash. Thanks for that one, haha. But I read this just because I think we should reflect on DJ Moore. What do you think went wrong with our evaluation of DJ Moore?
Baker Mayfield. You know, I think we put too much stock in Baker being the tonic that he needed to sort of get over the top compared to where he was with the poor quarterback play that he's had. So, you know, I mean, Ben McAdoo being the coordinator, that's obviously a flaw. I don't think it's a DJ Moore personal problem, at least at the start of the season. But, you know, I don't want to speak for Heath because Heath really went all in. You know, like the guy that I was going all in on was Pittman for a similar reason, you know, quarterback change and lack of competition for targets. And it sort of played itself out that way a little bit. You know, Heath, I know, was just so over the top about DJ Moore's touchdown rate rising because of Baker's ability to get guys in the end zone a little bit better than what we've seen for him. So, you know, like that's one I think we'd all collectively like a do-over.
I think if I told you that DJ Moore would have a 25.3% target share, you would take that. But what has gone wrong?
I would have anticipated that, though.
What's that? Yeah. But what's gone wrong is they have by far the lowest time of possession in the NFL. They have the ball for 24 minutes a game, basically. And you can't be successful. Let me just check the plays. They are not dead last in plays, but among teams who have played six games, they are dead last. So they have the fewest plays per game. And this is the worst version that we've ever seen of Baker Mayfield. You know, he's just been awful. And, you know, Moore's been a number two wide receiver throughout his career. So he shouldn't be this bad. It's surprising. All right. What's next here? What's next in the Apple Podcast world? From 707 Jaywalk, should I trade in a 10-team PPR dynasty league Najee Harris for Michael Pittman?
Yes.
I've been meaning to ask you a question since yesterday, really since this morning, so all day, and I haven't asked it. Chris Olave in dynasty, top five, top 10 wide receiver? What do you think?
I'll say top 10. Not knowing all the ages of some of these receivers off the top of my head, but he's clearly behind Jefferson and Chase. He is, you know, it depends on, I think, how you want to view the Saints quarterback situation moving forward. And if they continue to struggle, is there going to be a new head coach as well? So some things could change, but that's one I know personally I'd like a do-over. I had the fifth overall selection in a Superflex rookie dynasty league draft, and I took Garrett Wilson. And obviously, I'd like to have Chris Olave instead.
Yeah, you never know.
But, he's everything that could be advertised and more. So he might be top five, but I think definitely top 10.
All right, so here's Heath's dynasty rankings. I think recently updated.
He does it every week. So
yeah. So it's Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Cooper Kupp, A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Drake London, D.K. Metcalf, Stephon Diggs, who's 28 years old. Cooper Kupp, by the way, is 29. Michael Pittman, Garrett Wilson, and Chris Olave. Just ahead of Davante Adams.
I'd probably move him about five spots up.
Right, I think you could put him ahead of every rookie from this year, London, and well, he's already ahead of most, but not London. So you'd put him ahead of Diggs and Metcalf. Oh, Garrett Wilson. Yeah, I think you'd have to put Waddle ahead of him. Higgins is.
I would put him ahead of Amon-Ra St. Brown personally.
Yeah, so that'd be eight. I just am so impressed. He really might be a superstar in the making. Just does everything. He's terrific. All right. We got from Latenzo. Half PPR. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jeff Wilson, or Brian Robinson this week?
What's the format?
Half.
If Wilson is not dealing with you-know-who, then Wilson. If he is, Robinson.
Can't say. Is it like Harry Potter? You can't say his name.
If Christian McCaffrey does not play Wilson, if McCaffrey does play, then Robinson.
This is from that one guy who ordered Domino's. I got no problem with Domino's. I haven't had it in a while, but oh, J.K. Dobbins has been ruled out. Okay. Well, we already told you what to do if J.K. Dobbins gets ruled out. And it says everyone else is in play. So I guess that means Gus Edwards too. Sorry, this happens during the show. Here's the question. Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. Now that I have your attention, Adam, I need some help. I got Antonio Brown for cheap 2 years ago in a dynasty league with contracts. At the moment, I have to keep Antonio Brown on my roster because he has not officially retired. What is your guys' opinion on this? I feel like he will never play again and I should be able to drop him freely.
Of course.
You should be able to drop him?
Yes. Why would you be forced to hold him?
I guess you're forced to roster players that haven't retired.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So Gus Edwards is not on the injury report.
They do not have to put him on the injury report while he's still on the pup list. I believe they have to make him active by the end of this weekend, though.
Okay. So I don't know if he's going to play, but okay. Dobbins is not.
So what Jason Lockenfor told me last week when I asked him about this, he said that how they kind of babied J.K. Dobbins to start the season, they're probably going to do the same thing with Gus Edwards.
That's
but
makes sense.
Huh?
That makes sense.
But they may not have a choice if they feel that they need him.
A Kenyon Drake. So anyway, I don't know about this. I mean, if there's a rule that you have to roster a guy until he retires, because what if he comes back? I think they should have a rule that if you drop him, that you can't pick that you, guy who ordered Domino's, cannot pick up Antonio Brown. That you'd be ineligible.
He's not coming back. Newsflash.
Hey, you never know, man. All right, this is from the Sriracha Kid, who calls us the 95 Bulls of podcasts. Except really we want to be the 96 Bulls, but we'll take 95 as well. Should I drop Bateman or Dobbins for Ayuk, Rondale Moore, or Gallup? If not, I have to start Bateman.
Drop Ayuk for Ayuk for Bateman or Bateman for Ayuk?
Bateman for Ayuk.
I mean, I prefer Ayuk this week, but rest of season I probably prefer Bateman.
Would you rather just have Gallup?
Than Ayuk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Bateman. And the thing is, he says he has to start Bateman, so we don't even know if Bateman's going to play, so you might just have to do this.
I think Bateman's going to play. I'm going to guess based on the fact that we're getting Ravens news and he hasn't been ruled out, he's going to play.
He's questionable, that's all I can tell you. Okay, from Gambino Mafia, start 3, sit 1. PPR, CeeDee Lamb, Godwin, Sutton, T. Higgins. Who are you sitting?
I have to sit one of those guys, but I'm sitting Sutton.
From Alex, pick 2 in half PPR. Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk, or Alan Lazard?
Travis Etienne and Alan Lazard.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll get the fantasy cops out here. It was a weird glitch on another format last night. Not going to, call them out or anything, but, there was a fantasy cops thing that came out of it. So, we'll talk to you about that.
Dan's calling in for Fantasy Cops, right?
No. I think I hope he wasn't embarrassed by that. I feel bad.
No, he had fun with it on Twitter.
Okay, good. Yeah,
I said to him afterwards, I tweeted at him because somebody tweeted us that they enjoyed it. And I said, I enjoyed it as well. I listened to it later that night to help me fall asleep. And then there was another thing I tweeted that if Sean McVay did not rule out Cam Akers prior to last week's game on Friday, he would have still been going.
All right, we'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. It's time for the Fantasy Cops. We're settling your league disputes. You have stupid managers in your league that veto trades because they're crybabies, and we tell them to stop being crybabies and other issues as well. Let's read this one from Angel. Angel says, I'm in a league where I ended up with McCaffrey, Chubb, and Fournette. So I have McCaffrey at flex, LOL. However, I also had DeAndre Hopkins on my bench. I did not play Hopkins because I felt McCaffrey had more upside. But by the time McCaffrey got traded, the game had started. With the news that just dropped that McCaffrey might not even play this Sunday, I would have obviously started DeAndre Hopkins over him. I asked the commissioner if there was any way I could swap him in. My other options are Mooney or Williams. Should I and other people be allowed to swap any Thursday players who we might have put in instead, or is this just part of fantasy football?
It's just part of fantasy football. That's why we'll always tell you whenever you have a player on Thursday night, play them in their spots and not their flex spots. Now, I'm going to guess this manager probably has good wide receivers, better than DeAndre Hopkins, so didn't want to play Hopkins in the flex. So I get that. So you're just kind of stuck. But no, you should not be allowed to swap out your lineup despite the fact that this move happened. It is just, you know, by nature, the flaws of every now and then, every couple of years, we get these kind of trades on a Thursday.
Yeah, it stinks, but you can't do anything about it. Now this.
But again,
just kidding.
Even if your receiving core is loaded, you should have put Hopkins in the receiver spot.
Well, he might just have better. No, he didn't put Hopkins anywhere. He put Hopkins on his bench. He put McCaffrey in the flex spot. He benched Hopkins. See. So he's saying, hey, I didn't know that McCaffrey was going to get traded. I want to go back. Yeah. And you can't do that. I'm sorry.
I'd like to know who the receivers are that they benched Hopkins.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they're terrific. All right, anyway, this is Greg from a town west of the Guitar Hotel. Oh, you can do that one.
Weston,
yeah. A different website glitched tonight on Thursday night and made everyone playing in the Saints Cardinals game on a bye after the game had started. Did you see that, by the way?
No.
One manager in my league panicked over the glitch and dropped the Cardinals defense for the Colts defense. His opponent noticed this change and sent a screenshot of his original lineup to the group text. Immediately after the screenshot was sent to the group text, Andy Dalton threw two pick sixes. Should the manager get the Cardinals DST back? Should he be allowed to use the Colts D? Should he get 0 points for defenses this week? Please help us, fantasy cops.
I think if it was legitimately a site error, which it sounds like it was, and because of that, if the manager who made any ad drops, in this case the Cardinals DST, can say, I was unaware of what was happening. I thought I made a mistake and that the Cardinals were on a bye, and it legitimately screwed me up and threw me off. Granted, he should have checked the bye weeks and seen what the schedule was. But if there is, and if this is an honest person and has no history of, you know, any transgressions, then I would allow them to put the Cardinals DST back in their lineup. I mean, if it's a site issue, you know, like if
it was, just, I saw it. It said they had everyone listed on a bye. It was weird. Yeah. All right. So they're right. Their original intention was to start the Cardinals DST. Yeah, I agree. All right. Good job, officer. Thank you. And those have been the Fantasy Cops for today's show. And that brings us to our emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. This is from Jonathan. Which running back should I add? Kenyon Drake, Chuba Hubbard, Tyler Allgeier, or Justice Hill?
Pretty simple. If you need somebody for this week, it's Kenyon Drake. If you need somebody to speculate on long term, it would probably be Chuba Hubbard.
Okay, Joe from Boston. Which two running backs should I start in half PPR? Jeff Wilson, Ramondre Stevenson, Travis Etienne, or Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne.
From Glenn...
That's including if Wilson is the guy in San Francisco.
Okay. From Glenn Smith. Dear John, Jake, Jay, and Joe.
John, Jake, Jay, and Joe.
Yeah.
Four people who don't have the best name that starts with the letter J.
These are four players who played quarterback for the same franchise. John, Jake, Jay, and Joe.
John, Jake, Jay, and Joe.
I'm having trouble with the Joe. Yeah, it's Denver. John Elway.
Jake Plummer.
Jake Plummer. Jay Cutler. Who's Joe?
Joe.
I traded Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, I know.
Or as we would say on HQ if you watched on Friday, Raheem Mostert and Chris Godwin for Ezekiel Elliott. Would you have done that? He has Debo, Pittman, Cooper, and Juju. He has Eckler and Singletary and Henderson at running back, so he wanted a running back upgrade. He traded Mostert and Godwin for Zeke in half PPR.
I don't hate it. You know, I think if it was full PPR, I would be a little bit more objective to it. But I think, you know, we kind of laid out the scenario earlier today that Zeke's schedule is about to get favorable, should go off this week. And I mean, the Bucs offense just may not get on track. You know, we keep waiting for them to take advantage of great matchup after great matchup, and they just haven't been doing it. Godwin's yet to find the end zone. There is still the scenario of what happens when Julio's back and Russell Gage is, you know, involved. And, you know, does Godwin ever live up to the expectations of what we have of him? So I don't mind a trade.
Who could forget Joe Flacco 1 year for the Denver Broncos?
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot.
This is from Joe.
By the way, unbelievable setup how you got Dave into the game of the week.
I had so much fun with that. Oh, yeah.
I don't think you were, like, watching his reaction, though.
I was watching his reaction.
No, I mean, like, as you were looking for the music, though.
As I was... I saw
like,
the whole thing.
Dave, where are we at notes? He's like,
Yeah.
Oh, we're at this.
And then the look on his face when the music started playing, it was it was very fun. Which two running back... Oh, I just read that one. This is from... Sorry, I went backwards in the notes. This time I really don't know where I am. Caleb in Kansas City. Dear Trevor, Gardner, Blake, and Chad. Oh, same theme.
Trevor, Gardner, Blake, and Chad would be Henny.
Yeah.
Bortles.
Yeah. Minshew.
And who?
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence.
Christian Kirk was dropped. Should I drop Darnell Mooney or DJ Moore for him?
I would probably still drop Mooney over Moore with the hope, that Sam Darnold rescues DJ Moore or he gets traded.
This is from Trevor. Who is a higher value rest of season, DeAndre Swift or Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon, because I feel more comfortable with his health situation.
Yeah, not many
although
people.
You've jinxed him now because of your Samaje Perine situation.
No, believe me, I'm all about Joe Mixon. Brandon from
what was I about to ask you? If you were the Packers, would you give up a first round pick for DJ Moore?
No.
Would you give up a second and something else for DJ Moore?
I'd give up a second and a fourth.
Second and a fourth.
What about you?
Not a first.
What about you?
If I felt like I was going to be in the bottom half of the first round, then I would give up a first for him. If I felt like I'm going to be where I am right now, which is the middle of the first round pick, knowing that they have to start addressing their offense at some point with the draft, then no, I probably would not.
Yeah, I'm confused about DJ Moore, what kind of a player he is. It's hard to put up the numbers he did in 2019 and 20, you know, without being a really good player. But he wasn't really that great last year on a per-target basis. He never scores. His team never throws touchdowns, so I think it's more about that. I don't know what the hell's going on with him this year, but I mean, I do know.
You probably shouldn't give up a first for him, but
And you know what? Put it this way. If McCaffrey was worth a 2, 3, 4, and 5, then I don't think DJ Moore is worth a 2 and a 4. I think he's worth a 3 and a 4.
That's a no-brainer. Well, I guess, yeah, if you're looking at it, I mean, Amari Cooper was only worth two threes.
Moore's pretty young, though. I mean, there's still a lot of years left for him. Okay, so Brandon from a city just north of Tijuana. I'm going to say Minneapolis. It's pretty north. Dear Freddie, Michael, Jason, and Chucky, we know them. 12-team PPR league. I have to drop one of these players. Yikes. Kareem Hunt, Jamal Williams, and Brandon Cooks.
Why do you have to drop someone?
I don't know. It also
Hunt,
says
Jamal Williams and Brandon Cooks.
Who's the best flex this week and keep rest of season? I have to drop one. Kareem Hunt, Jamal Williams, Brandon Cooks.
Kareem Hunt, I guess.
You drop him?
It's either him or Brandon Cooks right now, just because if Jamal Williams remains a starter for the Lions for any stretch of time, you see how good he could be.
And who are you flexing
now,
this week?
The argument against that would be, is if Swift is healthy, then Jamal Williams is the easy one to drop, but he just has a hard time staying healthy. So,
who are you flexing this week? Hunt, Jamal Williams, or Cooks?
That depends. If Swift is not active, then it's Jamal Williams easily. If not, I'd probably go Cooks.
Okay. From David Allegria, I need a flex. Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Romeo Doubs? PPR.
Doubs.
Would it be a good time to trade Clyde, or does he have enough late season value to keep?
You just feel like you missed your window to trade him.
It's not like he's never going to have a good game again.
No, well, you can obviously still trade him. You missed your window to get something great in return for him. I mean, like, what would you be looking to get back for Clyde at this point?
Yeah, I don't think now's the right time. What would I be looking to get back? Terry McLaurin?
Maybe.
And lastly, where can I get one of those CBS hoodies Jamie wears?
I don't know if that's for sale anywhere. I can certainly sell it for the right price. That's actually the second compliment I've gotten that today.
If you search on Google CBS Sports Merchandise Fantasy Football Today Store, just those types of words, I can't like give you the URL because it's CBS Sports store.cbsports.com/collection/fantasy-football-today. That's easy. We don't have any of those. We do have hoodies, I think. Do we have a hoodie on here? Yes, we do. We have an FFT hoodie. So you can get that. You can go to our merch store. It's cool stuff. Next question via email. Rank these guys rest of season. Joshua in Kentucky. Tyler Boyd, Russell Gage, Hunter Renfro.
Tyler Boyd, Russell Gage, Hunter Renfro. Boyd, Renfro, Gage.
From Chris. Pick 3 to start in PPR. Judy, Alec Pierce, DJ Moore, Drake London, and Nico Collins.
Pierce, London, Judy.
Okay, from Danny. Who do I start at my 3 flex spots? It's full PPR and a 5-point bonus for a 100-yard game. So he needs 3 flexes. Damian Harris, Romeo Doubs, Jacoby Myers, Jerry Judy, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, and Kate Otten. Damian Harris, Romeo Doubs, Jacoby Myers, Jerry Judy, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, Kate Otten.
And it's half PPR?
Full.
Full PPR? I'll still go Harris.
Got to go Myers, right?
You should.
It's Halloween month. Is that a good reason?
And then probably Doubs.
Over Judy, DJ Moore, and Mooney and Otten.
I would, yes.
All right. This is from Ken. I'm currently starting Ayuk and Sutton. Should I bench one of them for James Robinson or A.J. Dillon?
No.
This is from Matthew. Should I trade Josh Jacobs and A.J. Brown for Justin Jefferson?
Josh Jacobs and A.J. Brown for Justin Jefferson. Man, you're giving up a lot.
Let me tell you the rest of his running backs. He has McCaffrey and Ken Walker. And he has Kenyon Drake, Gus Edwards, and both Carolina running backs. So he would only have 2 reliable running backs, and McCaffrey and Ken Walker.
Yeah, I would probably say no, just because as great as Justin Jefferson is, I think if A.J. Brown, if they start to throw the ball a little bit more, will not be that far behind. And so Josh Jacobs, talk about a guy I was wrong on. He's been an absolute monster.
100%. Yeah, it's been great. From D Money in the city that has the biggest cockroaches. Ooh, no thanks, man. And that's probably my house because they're all over the place. 12-team, three wide receiver, half PPR league. I gave Gabe Davis and Aaron Rodgers. I got T Higgins and scooped up Tua. So we ended up going from Rodgers and Gabe Davis to Tua and T Higgins. I love it.
Say B.
Who would you rather have rest of season, Tua or Rodgers?
Tua.
Yeah, and I just want to point out one more time about T Higgins. Their game plan last week was just not good for Higgins. He had his lowest ADOT by far of the season. It's one game, so I'm not making much of it. But you know the way teams have been playing them. So I don't know that he is really...
Whoa.
What happened? Breaking news?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dobbins is out 4 to 6 weeks.
All right. Well, what a bummer. What a freaking bummer. You know how much J.K. Dobbins I have? It's over for me. All right. What do you think here, Jamie? Like, how could you not add Gus Edwards at this point?
Yeah,
25% rostered.
So I joked around with you and Dave on HQ today saying, man, I can't wait to hear you guys on your Sunday show say, how much fab should we be spending on Gus Edwards after he has the best game against the Browns? Yeah, go get Gus Edwards now if you can. Adam is furiously searching through his leagues right now to go get Gus Edwards.
No, he's taken in all my leagues. But what about the other guys? You know, like, how would you prioritize the Ravens running backs right now?
If I'm looking long-term, it would be Edwards 1, Drake 2, Justice Hill 3, Mike Davis. If I'm looking short-term, it would be Drake 1, Edwards 2, Justice Hill 3, Mike Davis.
And do you think this will be a good running back situation? It normally is, but it wasn't last year. Do you think this is clearly better than the Panthers? But, you know, is this a one that you really want to get some share of?
Is this one where I really want to get some shares of? I mean, look, go back to where we were last year when Dobbins first tore his ACL and then Gus Edwards was that guy right before the start of the season. Remember that?
Oh, took him in the fourth round in a full PPR league.
Yep.
But I don't know that it's the same Gus Edwards.
Agree. I'm just saying, like, you know, this was the guy we were counting on. And this was the guy that, remember the Ravens, I believe they gave him a contract extension, if I'm not mistaken. So I think there's a chance. Put it this way. I think Gus Edwards would be the equivalent of, you know, someone who changes their underwear regularly. Kenyon Drake is the equivalent of someone who wears the same underwear time and time again. You kind of know what you're getting, but you want to be a little bit fresh and clean. Yeah, but Gus Edwards is probably the fresh and clean guy.
What a great analogy. I couldn't put it any better myself. I just hope it's better than Devontae Freeman and Latavius Murray last year. That's all.
I would imagine in the short term, they're going to use both guys, but we're going to probably get the Saturday transaction of Gus Edwards is off the pup list and we'll be ready to play against the Browns. So could Drake be better rest of season? Yes. But I, again, just go back to where we were with Drake at the start of the season. He played he was supposed to be the guy. Remember the first 2 weeks of the season?
11 carries for 31 yards at the Jets, 6 carries for 8 yards against the Dolphins. Yeah.
And then he had one great performance against the Giants.
So let me play the would you drop for Gus Edwards game. Would you drop for Gus Edwards, Chuba Hubbard, and Deontay Foreman?
Yes.
Would you drop Alexander Mattison?
I would for this week because there's not going to be a mad rush for Alexander Mattison. So, yes.
Okay. Would you drop A.J. Dillon?
No. But I'm an A.J. Dillon fan.
Would you drop Isaiah Pacheco?
Would I drop Isaiah Pacheco? Yes.
He's 49% rostered. Chase Edmonds for Gus Edwards.
Chase Edmonds for Gus Edwards. Yes.
Antonio Gibson.
Yes.
76% rostered. Michael Carter, 65%.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I can finish up with your emails here. We've got just a few more from Trevor. Yeah, Trevor wants to know Kareem Hunt or Brian Robinson PPR.
Kareem Hunt or Brian Robinson PPR. I'm in the minority, but I think Brian Robinson scores this week.
Chris wants to know who to start, Geno Smith or Tua. He's looking for upside. He faced the Cardinals DST.
Geno, if Lockett plays. We haven't seen an update on Lockett, right?
I haven't seen that, no. They practice late. Geno, if Lockett plays, Tua, if he doesn't?
Yes.
Nikki in Sturgeon County, Canada, eh? I hope you enjoyed my impression. I did on the other day. I did a Canadian. I just said, eh? Stealth, Beast, and Turbo. Those are modes.
Stealth, Beast, and Turbo is who?
Modes. Stealth mode, Beast mode.
Gotcha.
Modes. Half PPR, I need two wide receivers. Alec Pierce, Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Cooks, and Michael Gallup. Pick two.
Alec Pierce and Michael Gallup.
Okay, YouTube, it's your time to shine. Is just a repeat here. Is Drake or Gus Edwards the guy?
I would say Drake long term. I would say Edwards long term.
How about full PPR, Boyd or Jeff Wilson?
Boyd.
Pick two, Wandale Robinson, Brandon Cooks, and Cortland Sutton.
Cooks and Sutton.
What if Russell Wilson's out?
Cooks and Sutton.
Would you drop Jahan Dotson for Gus Edwards?
Yes.
Would you drop Jeudy for Alec Pierce?
Yes.
Full PPR, would you play McCaffrey or Raheem Mostert?
I would play McCaffrey.
Ugh, Wilson's going to be a game time decision. Lame. Lame time, more like lame time decision.
Russell's going to be a game time
decision. Yeah. Who would you start at flex? Lazard, Mostert, Gus Edwards, or Claypool?
Lazard.
Pick two in PPR, Boyd, Jeff Wilson, or Tyler Lockett?
Lockett and Boyd.
One wide receiver and a flex, half PPR. Wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk, Deontay Johnson, or Christian Kirk? Half PPR.
Brandon Ayuk.
Najee Harris or Kirk or Deontay Johnson at flex?
Najee.
Start Alec Pierce or Travis Etienne in full PPR?
Etienne.
Start three of these. Aaron Jones, Ramondre Stevenson, Ken Walker, and Breece Hall.
I'm benching Stevenson if Harris is active, and we won't know that until Monday, so I would play the three other guys.
Okay, fair enough. A few more here. Kenyon Drake or Melvin Gordon? I combined Kenyon and Melvin there.
Drake.
Why do we get these same questions over and over? Alec Pierce or George Pickens?
Pierce.
Hockenson or Ingram?
Ingram.
Jeff Wilson, Kareem Hunt, or Chuba Hubbard? PPR, half PPR.
Hunt.
Well, you really don't like Jeff Wilson.
Well, I mean, it's
well, what if McCaffrey doesn't play?
You might have heard.
What if McCaffrey doesn't play?
McCaffrey doesn't play, then I would go Wilson.
Are the Eagles DST worth using my number one waiver wire priority on?
If it is rolling waivers, yes.
Yeah, they're pretty damn good. They give you a pretty nice edge. Etienne, Juju, or Dobbs?
Etienne.
Pat Freiermuth or Gerald Everett rest of season?
Freiermuth.
Would you drop Garrett Wilson for Gus Edwards?
Yes.
And Higby or Hockenson rest of season?
Higby.
Would you drop Jeff Wilson for Damian Harris?
Yes.
Last one. Hayden Hurst or Evan Ingram?
Ingram.
That's it for the show, everybody. Thank you so much.
How do you feel about Saquon recruiting Odell Beckham back to the Giants?
Would you like a
Beckham reunion?
Is he doing that?
Yeah, I saw a tweet about that, yes.
I do not want a Beckham reunion. No.
What?
I mean, Beckham is for teams like the Rams that are 3-3. We're 5-1. We don't need Odell Beckham. Come on.
I mean, he went to the Rams and got them to the Super Bowl. And might have
I don't
been,
know what he has left in the tank at this point.
Might have been. Look at your receiving core.
He's coming off so many injuries and now a torn ACL in February.
For a half-year rental.
No, I think it's too much of a distraction. I think it all becomes about Odell Beckham.
What? He wasn't a distraction with the Rams?
No, I don't mean that. It's not his fault. I think the media would be so annoying and just all about Beckham. Hey, you're going to get Beckham more involved. Beckham. I just don't think they need that.
How awesome would it be that Odell Beckham comes back and you win the Super Bowl and Beckham?
Yeah, that would
takes
be good.
A boat around the Hudson River with middle fingers raised to the sky and said, "See."
Yeah. I will sign up for that vision. No,
you
I'd much
wear your onesie again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I do have a Beckham jersey, and so does my daughter. She wears it all the time. So that would be good in that regard. All right. Well, thank you, Jamie. And thank you all for watching and listening. And we will talk to you on Sunday morning with a news update.
Will you
update.
Be wearing the same underwear, though?
I'm thinking no, but I can't guarantee it. By the way, I did place a bet, $10, on the first score of the Broncos-Jets game to be a Broncos field goal. Plus 310. So I will spend the $31 even before the game starts. I'm that confident. Good luck, everybody. We'll talk to you over the weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday morning. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.